Well, Jesse Bailey, we're going to start our prayer first. In the Buddha, Dharma, and the assembly of noble ones, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. From the merit of practicing generosity and so on, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the assembly of the noble ones, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. From the merit of practicing generosity and so on, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. In the Buddha, Dharma, and the assembly of the noble ones, I take refuge until enlightenment is reached. From the merit of practicing generosity and so on, may I attain Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. And sometimes we also pray the seven auspices prayer. King's aspiration prayers. May read today one time. Homage to Manjushri, the useful, the seven preliminary of purifying the mind. To all the Buddhas and the line of the human race, in all directions of the universe, through past and present and future, in all directions of the universe, to every single one of you, I bow in your homage, devotion fills my body, speech, and mind. Through the power of this prayer, aspiration to good action, all the victorious one appear vividly here before my mind. And I multiplied my body as many times as atom in the universe. Each one bowing in prostration to all the Buddhas. In every atom, preside as many Buddha as there are atoms, and around them all their Bodhisattva hears, and so I imagine them fulfill complete their entire space of reality, filling the complete this entire space of reality. Saluting them with an endless ocean of prayer, praise, with the sound of ocean of different melodies, I sing of the Buddha's noble qualities and praise all those who have gone to perfect bliss. To every Buddha, I make offerings of the lovest flower, beautiful garlands of music and perfume, ornament, the best of parasols, and the brightest lamp and the finest incense. To every Buddha, I make offerings, exquisite the garment and the most fragrant scents, powdered incense, and heaped as high as a mountain mirror, around, arranged in perfect symmetry. Then the vast and unsurpassable offerings, inspired by my devotion to all Buddhas and moved by the power of my faith in good actions, I prostrate and offer to all you victorious ones. And this is confession. Whatever negative actions I have committed, while driven by desire, hatred, and ignorance, with my body, my speech, and also my mind, before you, I confess and purify each and every one. Rejoice with a heart full of delight. I rejoice at all the merits of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, Pratika Buddhas, and those in training and in training and the Arhats beyond training, and every living beings throughout the entire universe, imploring the Buddha and the turning view of Dharma. You who are like beacons of light shining through the world, who pass through the stages of enlightenment to attain Buddhahood free from all attachment. I exhort you, all of you protectors, turn the unsurpassable view of Dharma, requesting the Buddha not to attain enter Nirvana. Join my palm together. I pray to you who intend to pass to Nirvana, remain for eons as many as the atom in the world, this world, and bring well-being and happiness to all living beings. Dedication. What little virtues I have gathered through my homage, through offering, confess, rejoice, through acceleration and prayer, all of it I dedicate to the enlightenment of all beings. And so this is a seven branch of offering. Seven preliminaries of purifying the mind, or you can say. Now we are in our class. Now start. I think we finished the ninth. Towards wise being with the Dharma eyes, and towards beginners on the path as well, regard them as your spiritual teacher. When you see any sentient beings, regard them as your parents or children. That is a very deep love and deep caring attitude. Learn from good and not to adopt, something to adopt and something to avoid, reject from all of people. And the action, we are not talking about being itself. Being itself, all beings are like brothers, sister, friends, like, they are, sometimes we emotionally, maybe someone did something bad, we want to reject this person as a physical body together with this person. But, a wise mind knows each sentient being is driven by their own thoughts, and, only the life itself cannot say they will change. It's like a container contains different flavor of drinks. The cup, you don't like to drink that particular flavor, you don't need to destroy the cup itself. For maybe a relative society, like a secular society, we understand there is a law enforcement, imprisonment, and everything to kind of a lock up, lock down, or lock people in prison to transform them or educate them, even destroy them. But from a spiritual long path, a long goal or a long plan of a cyclic existence as a life, how it continues their mind. Some did something wrong, but through education, you can change them. Reward them some good person, but due to their particular situation, they can become very mad person and they even can do massive destruction. Some are because individual conflict, some maybe because systematic government policy, some even the where they're born in environment, culture influence, religious kind of influence also make them to do something different decision. So the overall what we're saying here is we disagree with someone's idea, but we still not forgetting the person as a person, this well-being of this person, his long-term future. So immediately you can kind of stop forcefully or under special circumstances you need to maybe forceful control or some combat or maybe even but even you become a soldier, you should understand the minimum damage possible to do, less possible to do unnecessary harming is try to avoid all unnecessary harming. And of course, in Bodhisattva, maybe they will never, even they won't give up their life, won't kill any sentient beings. But different, before achieving that state of mind, we have our own normal, principles. How, like, Buddhist society, there also sometimes war happened in history, but the instruction is said, you should, warning, if someone wanted to invade you, never invade other kind of territory, but other country want to invade you, attack you, then first is much very important to show good attitude and patience towards other country, maybe send envoy the person, ambassador or someone to say this war is we can avoid all necessary for interest of both of country or both people, side of people, don't want die personal hatred, we can deal with in kind of a negotiation. And also my side or other side did something, we can keep practice see large picture of all development, and even necessary some if some damage or something is unintentionally done or accident happens, then one side should give some apology or money or anything to don't try immediately to hit each other, just saying peaceful words and negotiation or peace plan you can offer. And they not listen to this and they want to continue to hate, attack you, you also try to second time also need to, you can say warning or and also saying what is your friendly or even not immediately gone to war, but try to do second time to do peace plan. And also they are not agree and very aggressive, and the third time also said if there is a time you can do a third time. I tried to avoid the war. And then the other side also intentionally want to choose the weak and then to try to eat you. Then you can defend for yourself for necessary forces. But if you win, you don't destroy all of their other country. If you lose, of course, then it's nothing, but not, then it's another conclusion. But if you win, for this unwanted war, then you also keep your own original border. Don't occupy other territory. So these are moral principles, even the on the special circumstances. There's a Buddhist ethic guidance line of those some sutra and shastras. For individual, this is different. For the country or survival of protection of the subject of one king, king's ethic, actually. It's for individual, it's individual's choices. So, but generally they also try to avoid all conflict. But someone say, oh, you want my life, I offer to you my life. If you need my possession, I offer half to you or all of those to you. So some people were done this way. Some, this happened. One robbery, a group of robberies attacked the person who is doing some business. And then during that robbery, of course, it's a chaos. Immediately, his mind is not very clear. But after those robberies ran away a little bit, then he thought it's a good time to practice the completely kind of selflessness of giving. So he thought this is a moment I should practice my not ego cleaning towards possession, grasping towards any object. And they said, even this person said, oh, here, you are you definitely have a need more money than me. You did this. So I have some left money here, or one kind of jewelry on his neck. He said, oh, didn't find my jewelry here. I have a little more. Then this group of Bantic or the came back and look at him and said, one elderly person said, give back his possession. He is something a little bit special, so we don't want his possession. So this is a real story. So at the end, at that moment, he didn't like terrified, but he's thinking about practice of Dharma. And this is the time he should really, consider all safety and all these. Also want to, maybe they are putting themselves in danger to do something. Maybe they are behind some negative story about this person's life, so he wants to offer more. So in the end, he didn't lose anything. And sometimes maybe robbery wanted all and took all. This happens also too. but this says also sometimes you... In America now, more chance to practice this kind of situation. So then some people, of course, their rights, I understand, but they don't want to give up their cell phone or bag or something, then hit with hard way. And some people even killed by the robbery or these people. So, I think it's good to at least save your life is first priority. So with those habits, you already always you ready to give up anything belong to you. That kind of if necessary or if in circumstance they allowed you, they ask you to, then don't grab to your possession or anything, face or ego to. Cleaning to ego combat, then the conflict become the different levels sometimes. That's why some people think maybe differently, but this is a way to Buddhist kind of approach. So the 10, give up negative friends and rely on the true spiritual friends. Eliminate hatred and unhappy mental state. And be happy wherever you choose to go. So this is a negative friend. Let's see. So it's a, we are friend, we are people influenced by society, teacher, friends, trusted friends, even enemy, and also social media. Used to, we have a newspaper. Nowadays, maybe less people read much newspaper, but all of these information, accessible information, can influence one's mind. If you are self-wondering, also you are influencing yourself. So, someone in use for negative, a little bit negative words for influencing is brainwashed. They said, oh, this is a brainwash, that is a brainwash. Actually, all education is like updating your understanding. That is a, not brainwash, but I think brainwash is more intentionally using, for negative consequences, negative result. If you say brainwash, it made you more clever, you gain more wisdom, then I think, don't think that is what normally we call brainwash. Brainwash make people dumb or more suffer. So from aspect of a different stance, point of view, maybe others are these. So when we say all information influence one's mind, and even Buddhists believe past life experience, early childhood experience, and the culture, people you trust told you something, principle or information important for them, what they are appreciating, what and what they will try to avoid, those influences. Even grandpa, grandma's words, I think it's powerful when you really respect them. So so where we categorize this negative, let's see, give up negative friends. Negative friends, this is related to the non-virtuous. This is virtuous and the non-virtuous friends. These maybe one can put a category. Virtuous friends, these are maybe, as we say, one protect others' life, active protection of life, we may say, animal's life or human life. Generally, it's important, you know, protect the life. And the practice of generosity, if we say positive virtue is protecting life, then negative friends, they will destroy life. So from our perspective, we cannot judge all the people always changing, always half white and half maybe dark and gray. This happens, but generally you can say who wish toward in those make people better life, or make this world better to live, or those to making the environment for better life, the happy life, or protecting life itself. Those are the positive, or negative is other damaging the environment and harming the sentient being or lives. So this is one thing. And the two negative is too much positive. Another positive is the practice of giving and caring and generosity. These, I think most people have a, receive generosity from other people. So, which is that they have a people whose mind are virtue then always wanted to sharing and also some works to do, doing some works for society, for other people, for elderly children, physically inconvenient person, all of these. So you're serving others, it's kind of it's positive. But if you say not, you are taking their unwanted, if they wanted to share with you, it's okay. But if they don't want to share you, but you want to forcefully get something from others, stealing, robbering people, so those are negative, not good. Also, one have their own principle of life, to of observing their vowels, perfecting or perfect observance, observance of this vowels. So that means they have a principle at least not harm if you cannot help. If one say, oh, I will minimum the harm and the maximum help, then it's virtuous. If one say, oh, I will minimum the help, but maximum the damage or harm, then it's a negative. So also from speaking, some people always telling lies, so it's like not virtuous, not so. So it's a considered more negative aspect of people. One speak of truth is good, but much better. Also one causing conflict with the people between culture, between race, and always standing one side to criticize and attacking the other side is a negative person. Who is one person reconciliation or these disputes. So that is considered as a virtuous and peaceful mind. If one is always turbulent, always agitated, always angry, so that is a kind of negative aspect of a mental state. So one person who can kind of peacefully kind of happy mood, always have a tolerance, discipline the speech, very important. As we said before, so many social violence caused by video or some words, so people showing, many people jumped over a bridge or from the top of building by social violence on social media. So these are not disciplined the speech. Even sometimes biggest famous media, they also do not practicing the disciplined speech. The individual is very emotional or sometimes causing, ignoring others suffering. So difficult. It's sensible, use sensible words and keep balance kind of a view important. So speaking according basic those principle and what is right and what is wrong, one can ask themselves one's mind. If you have switched your position to the other objective person, then you know better to speak what kind of words. And also he said, what do you have? Someone say, oh, why I didn't live in an ancient time. I want an ancient life, not modern time, this time. Maybe it's modern is difficult to say, but maybe we can use civilizational material development. This is modern world. So satisfaction, what you really have, not really you wish for, or you want future life or past life or some not satisfied their parents or father, mother, their appearance of themselves, anything. Some little kids may say, oh, why my parents isn't billionaires? So other kids so fortunate, they have a lot of wealth. So we cannot say this. So this is a what you already have or already in some circumstances, you stand up from that and you appreciate what you already have. Even rich people is like that. When you have something, you more want more. You didn't much appreciate only little. And then you move on, you gain more. You didn't appreciate that level of wealth or success, but you have a desire has a limit, no limitation. So life has a limitation. So end up you always in the unsatisfied kind of mood in life. So always loving attitude towards others. These are virtuous friends. Or if one isn't dissatisfied with large and huge or whatever they have, no much love to others, only suspicion and hatred those minded, always, how to say, it's a better to suspicious one's own kind of grave kind of mind, changing mind, better. If you can correct yourself, you will be find the ground of development. If you're always suspicious other people, not much benefit from that. But if you use that for your own right or wrong or what mental state you are in, now anytime you check again and again your own mental state and what you're wishing for and what is your thinking, and then you know yourself better. Then you have the power to change and direct yourself to positive or better kind of state of mind. And also, some people believe God, some people know God, some people believe the law of causality, some people maybe know. But from as a the Kadamba master said, as say we already said before, people who have a faith or something good and have some appreciate and also wanted to continue learn something wisdom path or gain some knowledge or wisdom, especially wisdom, I should. And for that, all the entire life, they have some goal to achieve wisdom and peace. These then consider as a virtue. If a person don't believe anything, but only oneself, self-grasping, the ego, thinking this can protect themselves, then it's not very pleasant. The virtue, as a traditional view of a Kadamba master, this isn't the perfect state of mind. And give up negative friends means if you see some people influence you and you become more aggressive, no peace in mind, and also learn, become more hatred and more, egocentric or anything, then it's not very good example. Some people say, oh, it's best is you are my friend, so do whatever I wish you to do. Then those are dangerous too. Because we are friend, but you have to think good and bad independently yourself and see things through cause and the condition and the resultant fruition. So any actions have a obvious or hidden kind of consequences. So you should pay attention. So these are very important. One person wanted to gain something. Maybe through their own work, they can get salary to earn some money. That is a kind of regular and a positive way of thinking. If one say, oh, I don't have money, I should rob somebody have money, then it's negative. If someone say, oh, there is a convenience, I should steal this kind of something I want to buy, but I don't have money, or I do have money, I don't want to spend my money, so I want to steal. Then immediately
if you have a mind of the virtuous friend inside the inner virtuous mind tell you, said, oh, don't do that. If you do that, people may, or the percentage of something, they will find you and you will face much more difficult embarrassment and also losing friends and have a bad reputation. And also maybe even police will catch you, or if this habit will grow, you gain is little, but your habituation causes a lot of suffering for yourself, for future lives. And also this life, one can habituate anything, those stealing, killing, or sexual misconduct, everything. So if you don't stop, like alcohol, if you stop in shorter time, if you have a practice a long time, it's difficult, but gradually you can do it for through over the time, and again and again, kind of signal yourself, say, this is not health, not good for me and my friend, surrounding people. So one time, two time, three time, two, four time, 100 time, 200 time, people will change gradually. But we don't say, oh, one time you understand, you must change it. It's difficult. But individuals who have how much time they require for changing is different. Some self-reflections all the time. If somebody say many times, then maybe I was just annoyed, maybe agitated, or what's it so? They may be angry or not doing changing. But oneself, through these teachings, precious instructions, if read maybe every other day, one time, some kind of instruction, maybe not necessarily this one, but then the habitual tendency also gained through time and after through kind of time after time. So changing also have at this time. So this is called a wave of changing and a wave of becoming or changing. One learns something also through time and also changing by the time, through time to time, continuous effort. So anyway, the first to give up negative friends, the most important also, you have your own growing inner virtuous friend or virtuous view, virtuous attitude, and keep companion with your own inner virtue, and then external virtue with friends, and close to them, and to try to avoid very negative friends that you cannot change them. Temporarily, you just keep distance. It's much better. So second, and they rely on the spiritual friends, that the spiritual friends have a truly good quality and try themselves also practicing those things, practicing the virtues, and maybe or not all perfect, but at least they are toward into perfecting their own practice. That is important. So maybe some people are they already very perfect. So it's that's very appreciate them. So so it's very good. So anything, sometimes maybe one person have a limited time and energy, think and do much change. But with a good friend, spiritual friends, rely on them. So always have a some influence and some kind of aspect of changing by teaching and analyzing, meditation, action. So it's called the view first, go first, means you analytical can think and go first. And you gain some understanding. And then from that, you thinking, contemplation is second. And then meditation is third. And then eventually your changing is happening. It's for some require some times and time unto time after time. So you will kind of change into different person. Like physically, we are changing too. When we are teenager nowadays, you think you look at, put the picture in today's yourself and 10 years, even 20 years, then it's a much change. So similarly, mentally also everyone is changing. Eliminate the hatred or unhappy mental state. So this is, I said before, inner kind of friends and the inner virtuous friends is the love and is a happy, not maybe happy, but love and why wisdom. I think wisdom is a very inner friend that can bright your mind, can turn bright of your state of mind, thinking more clear, so clear is very important. So, I said, eliminate hatred and unhappy mental state. If you find that you are yourself not happy, then you can. Maybe you can try to be peaceful. If you are not happy, then do some meditation, prayer, and also even go to sleep or go park to sizing or walking. Or you can focus on something. Is something good? Don't continuously listen or watch negative kind of action and thinking negatively, but when uncomfortable themselves, feeling suffered, inner unhappy is there. So then something definitely not right. For some people, even take shower helps. And some people eating and some little bit sweet or drinking some good tea helps refreshing their mind and changing their mood. So for another person, maybe just read a few stanza for these teachings, like 8 verses of practice of mind, training of the mind. Those are very blessed words. So you can wait in at the airport. You don't have much to do and the mind is not resting well. And then you can look your up, your cell phone, or if you are carrying your prayer books, and open and just slowly, carefully understand the meaning of those words. And after a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you will be very different mood and state of mind. So try to do something, not in those unhappy and even hatred kind of mental state, you whatever lets you good stay. So it said, all the time, whatever you choose to go or stay, you be happy. For some people, even you think of you, how lucky are you? You still exist. It's already enough. This big kind of bless and reward is already there. It said, life itself is so much precious. Its wishful fooling jewel is nothing far from life, because life this of this life can achieve enlightenment and accumulate massive positive or virtuous the action. For really, we are the decisive moment of life. We can change our future lives and this life too. That means we are the driver, main driver of our own life. So if your driver can drive a car to north, to the south, to east, to west, everything, you just have the gas pedal and the wheel under your control. Similarly, this life, if you go negative, positive, negative, wisdom path or something, samsara kind of these are under your decision. So this is a very lucky and precious moment of life every day, each day. And then 11, abandon attachment to all things and satisfy and stay free from desire. Attachment not only keeps you from beneficial births. In fact, it kills the future life of future liberation. So this one, first we can say, what is the desire, abandon or attachment to, and stay free from desire. Desire, Miparambuchi, I think his definition, desire is to be attached to the few aggregates from three realms. It produces the suffering of samsaric existence. And another translation is, attachment is to be attached to the defiling aggregates of three realms. It produces the pain of existence. So it's the same, actually. It's what they were saying is the aggregates, is the, our existence. Means we have this physical body, as a social identification, how we say if somebody exists, we have to use this body existence. And this is the form. And also from one person is not just the biological, this only the thing, it's the physical body itself, form itself, but also count as our sensation, feelings, or the concept, what do we like, or what do we feel, experience, what kind of world view you have. Life view or personal view you have, or for your everything surrounding you, and also what mental state you are in, or all the time in changing, but every moment you have some mental state to making decision, and also hope and fear, or wish for thinking, or anything. You have some what called the formation, this thing. And then what's the bottom of those inner extend the feeling, perception, formation is concept, consciousness. So we generally say a form of this physical body and the consciousness, in mental consciousness or spirit, or individual's inner spirit. But these are also the elements kind of gathering together. For certain times, they exist as a form of body. It may be thinking or feeling a very short moment, or some are holding long-term view of something. So it's a complicated compound. So it's called a compound. So they said, if you attach it to all any inner feelings or any kind of physical body itself, in three realms, we are in desire realm, and the higher of four from this, from us is the form realm and formless realm. We don't touch to or reach to formless or form realm. We just talk about the one realm, desire realm, like animal, human beings are following the food and the reproducing or the reproduction, these kind of driving back core of energy of those. So then this is called the maybe we can say the desire from relative phenomena, these ideas, these things. So then as I said, we say abandon all attachment and stay free from desire. How can we do that? It's seemingly impossible to free from desire. We are like a machine designed for something desire and driven. So this is called desire realm. The way to transform your desire, one is from vows or the precepts. It once said, although there is a desire, but with the principle, with the morality, with the self-discipline, because original desire is the to want to be happy, some gain something, make more joyful life. But desire without control, without the discipline or self-discipline, then can be a disaster too. So many desire unlimited, not contained, not with the principle. Desire can be stealing and robbery in people, can killing people for wealth and possessions, even attacking other countries' territory. So from desire, is very dangerous. Be the desire then raises hatred, and also desire can produce the competition and the jealousy. Desire can make people ignore others' rights and happiness, even try to build themselves up based on others' suffering. So this can happen. So desire should be regulated. And another approach is to understand the mechanism or what is the energy of desire came from originally. Is then you find the root of the self-grasping. Self-grasping, one can say, there may be two type of self-grasping. It's a self-grasping one person, of person. You self-grasping of phenomenon, that's the two. Self-grasping of persons is first, grasp your own existence or others itself. So this belief of I truly exist, that understanding. So grasping of a phenomenon is grasping any phenomena other than our own or others self persons, a personal existence. Belonging things, possession. So grasping, self-grasping make a very complicated, mental state and a very slippery, sneaky mental state. Thinking they are helping themselves, protecting themselves, but didn't see the harm side of the itself. So it's sometimes called the ego cleaning. It's I and mine is the self-grasping. I as a identity. So how you understand I and it does exist or what is exist. And mine is something possession belong to me. And then my merit or external wealth and internal wealth, it's called merit. It also can be used as a self-grasping, based on the cleaning. It's what we are cleaning is the physical body of me and the, my under this possession, physical body and the mental of I. I think your mental I possession is merit. Physical body possession is wealth, material wealth. So these are So how we transform this is from the wisdom of no self, wisdom of interdependency. We independent is the what's it called? Dependent origination, understand of this law of causality. So then we understand differently. We have this is a very profound approach. For example, 12 dependent origination, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So 12, what's it called? 12, the chain of existence in Dharma. Those texts is available. Maybe next time we can talk about this. So then through this, you can understand what is human existence is not like our own kind of roughly out purely thinking of who I am I and what I am exist, that kind of is basically is illusion. So it's with the illusion, there is a continuation of this illusion. So we have something to rely on. So then the transform of a desire is very, very strong, the very sharp. These instructions can impact one's attitude and these. So this, the here is more explained. Attachment is, attachment not only keeps you from beneficial births, in fact, that kill the life of future liberation. That means over desire. they are not talking about desire of we are thirsty, we should drink water, or we are hungry, we should eat food, or we are tired, we should sleep. That kind of is not saying here. Those are just the nature of this body. You need rest and everything. What we are talking about is the wrong identity, wrong identification or the identity. I think it's where this identity can drive people not understanding what is really possession. Possessing these are kind of more mental state. Oh, what are you feeling about something under this secular law or custom or practice? We think we possess some material things. From other perspective, you can say this material thing have no thinking about I believe belong to this or that. So from this aspect, they don't care who believe, who belong or these. So that's why there are no agreement. Like two people, we are friend, other person also agree we are friend, so then we can be friend. If another person said, I'm not your friend, you think we are friend, it's just your mental attitude. So then we cannot say they are fully our friend. Similarly, possession is not lifeless. They don't kind of have anything to kind of, how to say, they have no feeling, no kind of a belonging sense of what the concept you put, they can, they know, accept or reject that kind of reactions. So, this part is a little bit, done. So we think we have to think this way. Some like ancient picture or antique things belong to one person. Then they made a signature or seal on it, the picture. and this person passed away, and another person made the seal and signature, and they sell to the third person, they sealed and the person. So really, what is this? The things are there, but who is the owner? And with the time and those. So sometimes they said that you are a slaver of those objects, not you own something. You kind of serving, or you can show off to the friend, say, I own this, that's okay. But actually, what is actually happening? So just temporarily, you said, everything is borrowed. What do you really want? Everything is borrowed means because it's temporary things. Everything is temporary. Life is temporary, transitory life. And so it's like that. Abandon attachment to all things and stay free from desire. Then you don't feel too much proud or tired or too much anger and suspicious. You have a peaceful life without too much desire. That's why we practice of renunciation. Renunciation maybe have many levels of a practice, renunciation. Renunciation, you try hard to renunciation. That is also another type of not renouncing. So renounce from renunciation also possible. But first step is generally you think of this life is kind of a special karmic image and the stories here we left. So from that is you have a delight life and a very easygoing life. One person who have a very strong desire, I heard this morning, one person have owned a boat for fishing, and he hired one person for working for him for 20 days. And then eventually this employee come and ask for salary, 3,000 yuan or something. And then the employer said, oh, we agreed to from working from first to 20th. That means you have to stay until 21st. That count as a 20 day. Employee said, oh, I'm only working for first day and first to 20th. I don't want to work for 21st. Otherwise, if you, the employer's mind is, if you to use math, 20 minus 1, that means 19. You only working for me 19. That is wrong. But the employer way of thinking. And the employee think, oh, 1 to 21 is the extra day, not 20 day. That count as a 21 day. So only 150 yuan difference. Then the employee work for one more day, but the employer said, I don't give you 21 day, but 20 day. So maybe $20, each day payment is. Then this employee and employer have a conflict, and the employee made a phone call, said, tomorrow I see you. If you don't give me one day more salary money, I will make you uncomfortable, something like that. And when they see them, and the boss and the employee both are very angry, not very peaceful mind, not tolerant, not giving up any penny of their thinking of their wealth and anything like that. So then employer and they have a physical kind of aggressions happened, and the employee have a knife hiding his kind of behind of his belt, and eventually used a sharp knife 10 times or something to kill this person. So what do we think of their gain, really, reality? Only never kind of give up any little wealth from both sides. And they have a wrong concept of even counting, the way of counting, because self-ego is always standing for yourself, illogical, you think logic. Then the end tragedy is two lives have an end there, this life. The one become the sentenced food to the death, requires stay behind 2 years and then sent to death. So it's like that. So many things happen. I think in America also happened. One person said neighbors are noisy, doing some Saturday music events. One said, oh, you should lower your volume of the music. And the other person angry and with drinking and not clear mind. So much anger is there. So they killed four of the family members, the neighbors. Peaceful. I heard also a few days ago, a lady told me this happened in US, which state, I don't know. But anyway, so you can say it's much better to give up kind of, it's if necessarily in Buddhist, also we cover this concept. If you lose some money or other person harmfully kind of take your some money or time or energy, this kind of you feel defeated. You maybe can report to police, anything. But one way of thinking is the karma is past, present, and the future continuation of this. So maybe this person kind of tricked me or scammed me or something to gain something. But if you consciously wanted to share something towards people, or you said, "Don't worry, I don't chase after you. You just use it for good purpose and give them." Then they said, "Our understanding is the past karma created in even former lives. Then this maybe in the past life I have become a negative person and to harm the people. So this time maybe it's my turn." So, and or we don't want to create more consequences in the future. So it's a easy, much easier mental acceptance of circumstances. That's why I think some Tibetan refugees in India and other places, they said, oh, they're mentally much better than other refugees because they have a law of causality and the karma, belief of karma. So whatever the consequences they meet, they think there must be in some reasons behind in long term or the short term. So the best is not creating more negativities in for the this life and future lives. So this is our class now. I think time is already past. So we are going to stop here. Dedication prayers. As the courageous Manjushri understood, and just like Shyamada Bhadra as well, I now dedicate all this virtue, following their example, one and all. Since dedication has been praised as a supreme by all the victorious ones, throughout the three times, all of the fundamental virtues I have are fully dedicated to practicing this line. By this merit, may all attain omniscience and defeat the enemy wrongdoing. From the stormy waves of birth, old age, sickness, and death, from the ocean of samsara, ocean of existence, may all beings be free. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of merit and wisdom, and attain to secreted kayas that rises from merit and wisdom. Thank you very much. And see you next week. And you can think over and over, read yourself and reflect on your own way, maybe my, or may explain just my way of thinking, but you also, you have your own kind of a way to understand this text. So you can kind of cultivate, even not reading all through, but just once or two sentences, you can cultivate and analyze from different aspect. Thank you very much.